This is a song called La La La, and it's by Ron, how do you say this guy's name? Frangipani, that's Frangipani, it's a real name.
Who would monitor lie to you?
Two friends on this first Saturday in March, looking forward with all of you to that great celestial spectacle later today, the solar eclipse. We'll talk with a guest shortly about its scientific importance and the safest way to view it. Right now, one of the latest from Simon and Garfunkel, Keep the Customer Satisfied.
Home is where I want to be.
This is David Frost.
In this era of giant warehouse sales, it's nice to know that one authentic bargain still exists. Homeowners insurance from State Farm Fire and Casualty still saves you money because it costs less. It makes much better sense than a giant warehouse sale. After all, who wants a giant warehouse?
For your car, your home, your life, and your health, State Farm is all you need to know. A little later today, one of the most spectacular events that nature can provide will take place, a total eclipse of the sun. Since this event is not only spectacular, but scientifically important and potentially dangerous, we have with us at Monitor to discuss these aspects the chairman of the famed Hayden Planetarium in New York, Dr. Franklin M. Branly. Welcome, Doctor.
Nice to be here.
I think, Dr. Branly, even though it is elementary, we ought to start by asking just what is a solar eclipse?
Well, a solar eclipse is an event that occurs when the moon moves directly in front of the sun and blots out the sunlight. And if you're in the real black part of the shadow, then you're in totality. And if you're in the gray part of the shadow, you're in an area of partial eclipse.
Give us a clue as to where the path will be, that is, as far as the United States is concerned.
It'll come in Florida, that's at Perry, Florida, on the west coast, and move across the northern part of that state and up the Carolinas and the Virginia Capes. It'll leave the mainland at about Cape Henry in Virginia, and then hit again at Nantucket. Nantucket will be in total eclipse, and then across Nova Scotia and Newfoundland.
Now, what about those of us in New York? We'll see a partial eclipse, right?
Pretty good one, 96%, which is a pretty good partial. You just see a little crescent of the sun. It looks like a crescent moon, except it'll be very brilliant. And so bright that you should definitely not look at it unless you have some protection.
I guess we ought to stress that, huh?
I think it's a good idea to, yeah. And actually, at this late date, unless you have some black and white film that's been fully exposed and can lay on layers of that to look through, to look at the sun, the next best thing is to use two pieces of cardboard and put a pinhole in one and hold that so the sun shines through the hole. Then hold another piece of cardboard, oh, a foot or two beyond it, and you'll get an image of the sun. It'll be very small, it'll be about a quarter of an inch in diameter, but it should be quite sharp and clear.
But do not look at the sun directly.
Not any stage
of its eclipse.
Right, not under any circumstance.
Okay. What are some of the scientific observations or experiments that will be undertaken at the time?
Well, an interesting thing about the sun is the temperature differentials. The chromosphere, which is one of the layers of the sun, is about 10,000 degrees. You move out a few thousand miles and you get gases that are at several millions of degrees. And this is a great enigma, a great puzzle to astronomers. They can't figure out why this happens. So they hope to get some more observations so they can establish maybe a partial explanation for that. And some people say they're going to look for Vulcan. And Vulcan is a planet that a French astronomer could, well, he said he saw one at some time during an eclipse in between Mercury and the sun. Nobody has seen it since, but I think people are going to be looking for it. And they'll be looking for comets, too. In the dark part of the sky next to the sun, there may be lots of comets. And during a total eclipse, we can see them if they do exist.
So this is kind of a once-in-a-lifetime chance.
Actually, we have a total eclipse somewhere on the Earth about every 18 months, but eclipses are very perverse things, and they occur at places where we can't get very easily, like Antarctica or out over the Atlantic or out over the Pacific, maybe high in a mountain system. And this eclipse is a startling and important one because it is along the eastern seaboard. And I imagine there are probably more scientists involved in this eclipse than any other eclipse in the history of the world.
Our guest here on Monitor has been the chairman of the famed Hayden Planetarium in New York, telling us about the eclipse of the sun. He's Dr. Franklin M. Branly. And we're all on the Monitor Beacon. Mm-hmm.
at beneficial.
You're good
for more at beneficial. You're good for more at beneficial. Where the money is, we want to lend you the full amount you have in mind.
Right now, when most of
us have income tax payments coming up, bigger payments than ever, Beneficial Finance is offering its famous 6-hour tax loan service. That's right, the 6-hour tax loan service provides you with cash to pay your taxes and does it fast. Call or drop in before 11 in the morning and tell us how much you want. We'll have an answer for you by 5 o'clock the same day.
If you can hear the sound of my voice
in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut, there's a Beneficial office to serve you. See the white pages. Yes, the white pages of your telephone book. Remember, you're good for more at Beneficial.
WNBC New York.
You heard it again.
And as we check the monitor
weather map for later today, we're sure there's really just one thing you're interested in. And that is, will clouds obscure the solar eclipse, or will they not? Well, latest forecasts indicate skies will be clear over North Carolina, the Virginias, and northeastward to southern New England. It was clear when I came in. Is it clear now? There are no windows here. You never know what's going on. Is it cloudy here now? It was clear very early this morning. Well, anyway, for the rest of the totality zone in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, partly cloudy conditions should prevail. Whatever the weather, once again, we urge you not to look directly at the sun during the eclipse.
There are now over 100 million automobiles and trucks in America. This adds up to 36 cars for every mile of highway, making it more necessary than ever to have the best visibility possible when driving, especially in bad weather. You need wiper blades with fresh rubber. The rubber in every blade goes dead from the sun, wind, and road film, and cannot wipe a windshield without streaking. A new pair of ANCO push-button refillable wiper blades will give you streak-free vision in any kind of weather, and you and your family will be a lot safer on the road. The big bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper service cabinet is prominently displayed in service stations wherever you drive. So look for it. Pull in and have the serviceman snap on a new pair of ANCO wiper blades. Or have him refill yours. He can do it in just seconds. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Our pick will be the newest from the Letterman. We'll hear it right after this for Learjet Stereo 8. Learjet Stereo 8 would like to invite you to party for your ears. A Learjet Stereo 8 tape player lets you enjoy the big, brilliant, full-dimensional stereophonic sound of Stereo 8, no matter where you are, because Learjet makes a complete line of Stereo 8 tape players, including everything from a lightweight portable that you sling over your shoulder to a complete home music system with an amplifier, two matched high-fidelity speakers, and a turntable with an automatic record changer, in addition to the famous Learjet Stereo 8 tape cartridge player. And they all give you the kind of Learjet quality that your ears deserve. If you think you hear a whining dog in the background, that's because there's a dog whining in the studio here. With a Learjet Stereo 8 tape player, you can hear the music you want to hear when you want to hear it, and you get up to an hour and 20 minutes of uninterrupted music from each tape. So make sure your ears are always having as much fun as the rest of you. Get a Learjet Stereo 8 tape player and throw a party for your ears. Now here is that monitor pick of the week, the newest from the Letterman. Hang on, Sloopy.
Oh!
the Letterman on monitor. You know, something most women know is that you can remove household cement, mucilage. I haven't used that word in years.
You know what it means, don't you? I don't. Mucilage and almost any other sticky substance from your hands by using nail polish remover. And now that everybody, including you men, know this, here's something else you all ought to know.
Last vacation, I found out fresh air and sunshine can be great for just about everything but my skin. I mean, it was completely dried out, you know, really sick. So I went looking for a good medicated skin lotion and found Dermasage. He used it every day since, too.
Medicated Dermasage, the dry skin specialist.
Hey, would you work construction like I do, you're outside a good 8 hours a day or more. Rain, snow, or shine. And by the time I get home, the weather's got my face and hands looking just like a lot of raw leather. Before I reach for my wife, I reach for Dermasage. Don't know what Dermasage has in it, but it sure heals my skin up great.
Soothing Cooling Dermasage, the medicated skin lotion used in over 4,000 hospitals.
Lucky for me, my husband brought some Dermasage home last time he went shopping for me. That's when I antiqued the furniture. All that turpentine and lacquer ruined my hands, till I remembered the Dermasage. Furniture didn't turn out too well, but my hands sure did.
Use medicated Dermasage daily. You'll feel much better.
Now with the latest report from Monitor's College Poll, here's Dean Mell.
During the past 2 weeks, Monitor's College Poll has been conducting a special survey of student attitudes on basic issues. Interviewers particularly wanted to find out how student attitudes have changed over the past year on those issues which inflamed the college campuses last year. The principal issue then was the war in Vietnam. To the nation's collegians, the Vietnam conflict was the focal point of all their frustrations and the subject of practically all of the major campus demonstrations. College Poll wondered how the students feel now, in midterm, about the progress of the Vietnam War. Do they still agree with the disengagement program? And do they still believe, as the College Poll showed last year, that the American phase of the war would be over in 1971? Now, the most recent poll, taken on over 50 campuses, shows that students are becoming more pessimistic about events in Southeast Asia. Whereas most students, over 60%, believed last fall that the war would be over in 1971, only 3 out of 10 believe that is possible today. 4 out of 10 believe it will not be that soon, and the remaining 3 aren't sure. In other words, 70% of the students questioned have no faith that U.S. participation in the war will be over by next year. Students are concerned that the withdrawal schedule is too long, and if kept at the present pace, would last for another 3 to 4 years. Other students indicated a concern that a Viet Cong or North Vietnam drive would force the administration to rebuild American forces there. Others indicate that Laos is becoming another area of conflict that will keep U.S. troops in Southeast Asia. The College Poll does not reveal any great antagonism or credibility gap with the Nixon administration as it did with the Johnson administration. Most students believe President Nixon is trying, and most understand that a dilemma is involved. But the interviews show that concern about the war is rising once more on the nation's campuses, and that it is an extremely volatile issue has already been demonstrated. This is Dane Mell reporting for Monitor.
Well, that's one area where there isn't much of a generation gap. Everybody's concerned about the war. Something else everybody's concerned about is inflation, the high cost of living, and we'll be zeroing in on this subject throughout the Monitor weekend.
This past January, every big American car company showed a drop in sales. But at American Motors, sales were up, and for a very simple reason. Money is tight now, and people want more car for their money. At American Motors, we give people more car for their money. Right now, we're holding a red, white, and blue sale on special Rebels, Javelins, and Ambassadors. They come with a lot of terrific options, and they list for $300 less than comparably equipped non-sale models. The red, white, and blue sale at your American Motors dealer now.
Thank you. pie.
High-calorie listening provided by Les Reed on monitor, which provides the best balanced radio fare in the land on NBC. In central Minnesota, we serve it up over KMAM St. Cloud. A brief pause now. This is Gene Rayburn. I'll be back shortly. In no trouble, no cost way every Saturday and Sunday with far-ranging Monitor 1970. Through a world of sports with Joe Garagiola, of humor with Henry Morgan, and of music with the top performers of the day. I'm Gene Rayburn, and this is Jerry Naylor's But For Love, New.
So it's raining up
again.
Time ruins up when I roll. I've been swept through the streets
to be washed up at your door. But you're risen, I know. So I'll crawl back later on. Why do I need you so? But for love I'd be gone.
On the go, take along Miller High Life. You and your friends will enjoy Miller. Get a couple of six packs of those gold cans, or if a party's planned, grab a case of Miller. Miller makes it right. Miller High Life, the champagne of beers. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Monitor Sports Now Sports with Joe Garagiola.
This is kind of a touchy subject to talk about for me, yet it's one that I feel pretty strongly about and I've wanted to discuss for quite a while. It concerns the business of sports broadcasting, and to be particular, it concerns play-by-play broadcasting. Occasionally I read and I hear things critical of athletes who turn to broadcasting after their playing careers are over. Now, a lot of that criticism comes from men who have been sports broadcasters all their lives, and resent the fact that so many ex-athletes wind up behind a microphone. Now, I do feel that I can discuss this with some objectivity because I'm no longer a play-by-play broadcaster. Also, I have no complaints with the career announcers because so many of them have been helpful to me and to a lot of other athletes. Now, what really gets under my skin is the sniping. So-and-so only got his job because he used to be a player. Well, chances are that's true. But his playing experience only gets him the job. If he doesn't have the talent, he's not going to keep it. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think that every athlete who turns broadcaster is good at it. I've heard a lot of them that I think are pretty bad. But I've also heard a lot of professional sportscasters that I think are pretty bad, too. My big gripe is that if an ex-athlete does a bad job, that doesn't mean that athletes shouldn't have the opportunity to turn to broadcasting when their playing days are over. I've worked beside guys during my play-by-play days who really made me a part of their audience instead of a guy just sitting there. They were clear and concise, and when they wanted to find a very special word, somehow they could always come up with it. And it's a funny thing about those guys. I never heard them complain about the ex-athletes. They even seem to go out of their way to help. I guess it's the same in just about every field. The good ones never get scared by the competition. The ex-athlete may not have the pear-shaped tones, and sometimes the grammar might be a little faulty. But for the most part, they don't get too cute with the language either. The language they speak is the language of the game. Second base is not the keystone sack, and it's not the midway point. It's second base. Later today, right here on Monitor, I want to talk to you about some of the phrases that I've heard lately used by sports broadcasters. Some are colorful, some are funny, and some are just confusing. You see what you think. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
It's early bird time at Jewelside Dealers.
Time to save money on paint.
Yes, it's early bird time at your participating
Lucite dealers. Time to save money on DuPont Lucite Wall Paint, the work skipper. Let you skip mixing and stirring, skip rips and spatters for the best-looking paint job you ever saw. Check the yellow pages for your nearest Lucite paint dealer.
It's early bird time at your Lucite dealers. Now.
And it's songbird time at Monitor now with fine-feathered Jackie DeShannon up on Brighton Hill.
To you, where the sky changes its color, hopes are high. There's no other place I'd rather be. Find your dream by a tree out in the meadow where the life is what it seems.
At the moment, we'd like to alert you to the NBC News Second Sunday special tomorrow, Inflation, the Economic Plague, which will examine the causes of inflation, federal attempts at remedying it, and the possible recession and increased unemployment that may result. You'll hear from such authorities as the chairman of President Nixon's Council of Economic Advisors, Dr. Paul McCracken, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, George Romney, Secretary of Labor George Shultz, Secretary of the Treasury David Kennedy, and many others. That's the NBC News special, Inflation, the Economic Plague, tomorrow over the same stations that bring you the sound of the Monitor Beacon.
Here is a money-saving word from the champion of free competition, defender of low prices,
friend of the Long Island Ford buyer, Plainview Ford of Syosset, Long Island. This friendly Ford dealership on Jericho Turnpike is going along minding its own business, trying to save money for Nassau County car buyers, and what happens? Well, you may ask what happens. All of a sudden, out of the blue, Plainview Ford finds itself in the middle of a battle. Their competitor down the turnpike in Mineola started it. Mineola Ford claims one of their customers got a better deal on a new Mustang from Plainview Ford. What does Plainview Ford have to say about this? We admit it, says Gene Slattery, Plainview's sales manager, turning the other cheek. We want to thank our competitor down the pike. We want to thank Mineola Ford for advertising the fact that Plainview Ford gives better deals than they do. After all, facts are facts. And the plain fact is you get more car for less money at Plainview Ford on Jericho Turnpike in Syosset.
WNBC New York.
Rayburn again here, and since Monitor this weekend is concerned with ways to save money, and most people agree that time is money, let's move over to the culinary department now, where we find a time-saving suggestion for anybody who's planning to use melted chocolate for a cake or dessert. Line a sieve or strainer with heavy foil, put the grated chocolate in it, and lower it into simmering water. After the chocolate has melted and been used, just discard the foil, no messy pot or pan to clean up. A definite time saver. Here's something to serve before that cake or dessert.
Hey, Ken, does everybody know the Armor Hot Dog song?
Yeah. What kind of kids eat Armor Hot Dogs?
Bad kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rock. Chicken pack.
Love hot dogs, Armor hot dogs. The darkies love to bite.
Kids who sing, kids who swing, kids who hum, kids who strum. All kind of kids go for the great all meat taste of Armor hot dogs.
Then noon they late, but when kid bite, oh, they yell.
For hot dogs.
Monitor music now by the Brotherhood of Man. United we stand, and together we listen.
There's nowhere in the world.
Nothing in the world that I would rather see than your smile, my love.
For united we stand, divided we fall. And if our backs should ever be against the wall, we'll be together, together, you and I.
button, button, who's got the button?
Well, they played a variation of it the other day down in the town of Harlem, Georgia. They weren't looking for buttons, however, but something of the same shape, much, much larger and a heck of a lot heavier. What's it all about, Alfie? Well, we'll let Mike Kelly in nearby Augusta, Georgia, unravel the mystery for you.
Until last Thursday, the city of Harlem, Georgia was frustrated. No lost and found around could help them locate their manhole covers. Yes, I said manhole covers. You see, 5 years ago, the streets of Harlem were paved by contract at night while the town slept. For some reason, he forgot to mark where the manholes and main water shutoff valves were. Not too long before this modernization took place, the old water superintendent retired. He told city officials he would stay in contract in emergencies. But when the Harlem administrator said they weren't interested, the old superintendent walked out and took with him the only set of plans indicating where the manholes were. Legend has it, he burned the plans in a ritual ceremony under some swaying Georgia pines. At any rate, Thursday, Harlem Mayor Hugh Groves, at the end of his rope, called in the Army. Ordinarily, the 864th Explosive Ordnance Detachment out of Fort Gordon, Georgia, handles minor problems like wrecks of trains loaded with government ammunition or bomb scares in various southern cities. Never before, says Captain James Davis, commander of the 864th, has his unit been called in to search for 25 lost manhole covers with a minesweeper. Down the streets of Harlem, Georgia, trudged Sergeant Richard Whedon and Specialist Kim Herring, manning their electronic device in search of the least harmful of all objects, manhole covers, on the safest mission they ever encountered. This is Mike Kelly for NBC Monitor from WBIA Radio in Augusta, Georgia.
That's too much. And just in case you're wondering, the search was successful. The manhole covers were reported. Oh, President Conifor, sir.
Excuse me, I want to buy my wife some Burlington pantyhose. You know, she's 5'2", 105 pounds, 35, 24, 35, oh, and adorable.
What kind?
Oh, I already told you, Burlington.
Yes, but what style of Burlington
pantyhose, you know.
Burlington cameo pantyhose in lots of proportion to fit styles. Opaque, support, end run, bikini, all sheer waist to toe, and regular shears. If you want to make it easier on your husband, tell him what you want. The store is call-free, 800-243-6000.
Any special color?
Majesty's Secret Service. Now, Amway Corporation presents The Innovators, a success story narrated by John Doremus at the Free Enterprise Center in Ada, Michigan.
Next time you're driving along a highway at night and your headlights cause the white and yellow centerline markings to be visible, you might want to say, thank you, Harry Helser. for he spent most of his career helping develop all kinds of reflectorized traffic safety aids. Harry Holzer worked his way through college, graduating in 1933 with a degree in metallurgical engineering. It was during the Depression, but Harry managed to get a job unloading freight cars for $12 a week. He stayed with the company. Today, Harry Holzer heads it. He is president of a top American corporation, the 3M Company. In the mid-30s, Holzer began working on his own time to make and sell luminous house numbers. Then he became interested in reflectorized center lines for highways. Innovator Holzer literally was eyeball to eyeball with the problem in 1938. In the fall of that year, he was crawling around on the street near his house in St. Paul on his hands and knees, sticking white tape down with adhesive and a rubber roller. 2 weeks later, Holzer was back again on his hands and knees, scraping it off after a rain, freeze, and thaw had loosened it. The center line was flopping all over the street. With the help of a few others, Harry Holzer took the project back to his 3M lab. And shortly thereafter, out came some reflective sheeting called Scotchlight for traffic sign faces. I'll have the rest of the story after these words for Amway. Have you ever seen an honest-to-goodness covered wagon? An old prairie schooner like the ones that carry people of conviction and pluck across America? Why, even in 1970, you still identify the covered wagon with the pioneer tradition. Well, that American tradition, that spirit to excel, is still with us today. And many of those people still drive wagons, station wagons or vans. The calling car of an independent Amway distributor. Chances are there's one in your neighborhood, likely a family team, husband and wife working together, carving out their own future, building a business of their own, serving their friends and neighbors with over 150 fine quality Amway home care and personal grooming products. Good products, excellent products. Every Amway item carries a full money-back guarantee of complete satisfaction. Over 100,000 Amway distributors, coast to coast, Florida to the top of Canada, bring home care know-how right to you. They personally demonstrate how Amway products work, show you exactly what you can expect. One of these days, one of them is going to call on you. So listen when he or she comes to call, bringing you a whole new world of service, satisfaction, and shopping convenience. Harry Holzer's project went into the black for the first time in the pre-war tooling up of 1940, when the government's attention turned to reflective products. And Holzer's fortunes rose with the success of the products he helped develop and promote. He became production superintendent of reflective products, then general manager, corporate vice president, and president of 3M. Holzer is keenly aware of his management responsibility as president of a billion-dollar company with 66,000 employees. After all, says Holzer, a company is not the bricks and mortar or the annual report. The company is still people. He says, I suppose what I would like to see in my remaining years with this corporate entity is that its growth is as great as it was while I was fighting my way up the ladder. I hope to be able to provide the opportunities for others as it was provided for me. Amway salutes innovator Harry Holzer, president of 3M. This is John Doremus inviting you to join us again next week for another success story brought to you by Amway, a company where opportunity still exists.
Moonshine is coming up now.
If you think flying economy class is flying second class, wait till you fly Pan Am's 747. If you're 5x5, you'll like the extra wide seats. If you're 7'4", you'll like the 8-foot feelings. If you like the book better than the movie, you'll like the peace and quiet. If you like the movie better than the book, you'll like that wide screen. Can't wait to eat? Try those Meals on Wheels. Like to walk in your sleep? You'll like the two wide aisles. See us, if you're a little girl with a shiny nose, you'll appreciate those 12 powder rooms.
Mexico win.
Today, tomorrow, every day, a Pan Am 747 takes off for Paris. Catch one. See a Pan Am travel agent for reservations or call Pan Am 973-4000.
WNBC New York.